Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Governor Kim Reynolds joins us on today's program after she met with Pella High School students and graduates participating in the apprenticeship program at Vermeer Corporation. Reynolds hosted a roundtable discussion with students getting their thoughts about the program.
Well, you had just had an experience meeting some of our apprentices here from Pella. What was it like, and what was some of the feedback that you were able to receive from our local students?
Well, I'm very excited about the program, and as I told the students, that I talk about this apprenticeship program all over the United States and really around the world, and we are leading when it comes to this. I just thought the amount of partnerships and the community working together, they really took the lead on this and did a lot of the hard work, put the playbook together, and as you heard from the students, if you were listening, they love it. They think this is what the future of education should look like. You could see the passion, being able to test run a career, see what the workforce looks like, what the expectations are, to be able to be earning money while you're learning is a phenomenal opportunity for a lot of kids. It helps reduce the cost of higher education if that's a path they decide to take. So, I mean, and then it helps, you heard them say, every one of them, they anticipate staying here. So this is really key, I think, to helping us maintain the vibrancy in rural Iowa. So it fits in with everything that we're doing. And I just continue to hear really positive comments. The expansion, the number of employers that have joined, the diversity in the type of registered apprenticeship programs that we'll be able to offer is really exciting. And so I just, you know, Mary Andringa was my co-chair with the STEM Advisory Council, and I really appreciate that the company, Vermeer, and the school, and then, you know, DMAC is a part of this too, community college, really agreeing to put this together, put the time in, and they're just seeing great results because of it.
Pella was one of the first, and if not the first in a row.
Started with the Career Academy, so you literally were the first, and now you have school districts, and we encourage that, because I do talk about, and we're outreaching to schools to say, you need to take a look at this. This is a game changer for your kids. This will be a game changer for your community, because every business, I don't care what size, they need employees right now, and they're optimistic about growth, and so what an opportunity for our young people as well as our businesses to continue to grow and to grow our economy and provide additional opportunities. That's how we grow our schools. That's how we keep our main streets vibrant. You know, it all ties in together. No, it's making it relevant. You know, and I think sometimes as kids, and that's why they kind of check out. They're like, why? I'm never going to use this. Why am I even participating in this? But I think Charles said it a couple different times. It was so great to learn it and then go to the work in the afternoon and apply it. And it makes it so much more relevant. And to build the relationships, to learn how to communicate, to learn how to work together, to apply what you're learning. I mean, on just almost every level, what a positive experience for these students to be able to participate in that. And you know, I'm sure there are tough days, but guess what? When you get out in the real world, there are tough days. And so they get to see that aspect and to experience some of the frustrations maybe of it not going the way that they, you know, as you're working. But that's such a valuable lesson too. So it's a home run on just about every aspect.
Now joining us are students Hunter Kephart and Tyler Sterk, two of the apprentices working at Vermeer Corporation this summer into their senior year of high school.
I'm Hunter Kephart.
I'm Tyler Sterk.
And two of you are apprentices here at Vermeer, and you just got to meet the governor and tell her about your experience. What was that interaction like, and what were the things you were able to tell the governor about?
Some of the things that I was able to tell her was that how good this program is, and that more schools around Iowa and more students should have this opportunity to do this, get the experience, get the time to do this, and actually be able to see what it's like, because before this I really thought, oh, this is just gonna be easy, but no, it's so much different than I actually thought it was.
She seemed very devoted and interested into this program and wanted to get more people into it, which sounds pretty good, because a lot of students don't know what they're wanting to do after high school, and I think this is a very smart idea for students, because you can go straight out of high school into working with a great job, and you can keep moving up through and having a great career. And I thought it was very great that she's into this that much.
What has your experience been like so far? Enjoying it?
I've really liked the program. I'm I don't even know, making good money for once. And it's not super hard, and I'm learning a ton from it, so it'll help me throughout my future.
So this has been really fun for me. Some things that I've gotten out of it is that it's much different than I've thought again. And plus, before this, I wanted to go into engineering and get my engineering degree at the beginning. And also, with this program, I'm going to be able to get my four-year, I could get my four-year degree at Iowa State to get my engineering degree. And I learned that with this program, I was able to do it even farther. So I've had fun getting the experience.
Stay tuned to 92.1 KRLS to hear more about the apprenticeship program and how it's expanding throughout the Pella community. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.